Was that too much data, Peter? Could you follow any of it?
Yeah, I followed it. And I, like I say, it's not much good for guidance, but that's all right. First time, eh?
Well, why not? Maybe it is good for guidance. It's not appropriate to what you think now. But we're saying, check out what Ian's saying. Maybe he can switch your perspective or angle on it.
No, he's just saying it's all good. And I...
Are you saying it's all good, Ian? Are you saying it's all good?
No, we're saying apparently they're good at it.
They're good at it.
Yeah. Well, and either you can do something about it or do nothing about it, but to be aware and concerned and try to communicate that information to people that have an interest in politically moving the ball back a little bit towards the middle of the field instead of at one end to make things a little more even. As it's, in, it's like I'm not seeking perfection, but I am looking for...
We are.
Well, I know that as a human I'm not capable of it. So
we're sorry for your look. We're sorry for your look.
Well, pretty soon I'll be not human anymore, and then we'll see.
Yay, we look forward to then. We look forward to then. Then you will absolutely, for the very first time, be able to see. You will have a visceral knowing beyond all knowings. You'll be able to say, Bob, you're full of shit, and know what exactly how to show him. It's one thing to tell Bob he's full of shit. It's another thing to prove the point of where, indeed, he is full of shit, specifically. Then you come into a new place, and then all of a sudden you don't care. And after a little while, there's not enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to change your mind about anything. And if something comes along that you don't like, you can absolutely get right a hold of it and change it right before your lying damn eyes. And then your whole long life, however long or short, you'll never have to talk about this horrible indiscretion again. It's beautiful.
I see. What's next then to discuss?
How to take them down.
Yeah.
Now we're
to apply what you want to do, Peter. See if I can assist you on that.
Are you familiar with a software package called Socrates?
Yes.
So Socrates doesn't have a very optimistic view of the future past 2020, the financial future. And I'm an optimist, and so I say, that gives us 4 years. Do you think there's any future for blockchain technology?
Well, except for there's one, Socrates has one problem. There is a paradox.
And what's the paradox?
That it doesn't work. A Socratic paradox always folds into itself.
Oh, no, but this Socrates specifically is an artificial intelligence software package.
We know exactly. This is the cloud, darling. We've got the cloud. We're with you. We don't have a problem with it. But we have to be very aware of how we lay this out. Because the things that we know, you're
not
supposed to know.
It's proprietary
it's
software.
In the cloud. It's in the cloud.
No.
Yeah.
Socrates lives on a proprietary server farm.
Okay. In the Netherlands, we know.
Because the owner of Socrates, spent 7 years in prison for contempt of court for not coughing up the source code to the feds. So he's to let it in the wild, so to speak.
Which is the very reason that we're not going into all the details regarding it. What we're saying is there's a paradox. There is a paradox. And that's the only problem with the Socrates program.
But the paradox is?
We didn't say.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. It's like this. I know that I know nothing. Or, I know one thing that I know nothing.
That would be a paradox.
And that's where it happens with this doomsday scenario, which ends in about 3.5 years, not 4 years. But you got to work with it. Because, see, we live in a world without time. We live in a world without time. We say it's already done. We say Bob already destroyed it. We said Bob already blew it up. It's all good. Don't short go now, darling. It ain't going to help you. Bob's already taking care of that. And let me tell you what, he'll go to New York to the biggest investment house, and they'll leave with a sore bum. And you scared of them devils. You'll hear Bob crying about all that. When, lost me $1 billion. Oh, you don't hear Bob crying about that. He's like, you got me on that one. Now let's see how it goes. You got me on that one. Let's see how that goes. It's all great fun.
Oh, okay. But for, well, I...
Well, very deep subject.
I don't see it as a sport. I see it as the destruction of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of lives who may or may not be aware of bigger pictures and bigger wheels turning.
Well, they're doomed anyway. They're doomed. If something doesn't get them, the man selling those induction cooktop things on the telly, it's going to get them. They're going to lose the money in the damn crack house, or they're going to blow it away on some damn lottery that goes to $1 billion. They're going to doomed anyway. They're just going to kill them all, get rid of the damn poor people, and you won't have all this trouble. If everybody's rich, everybody can afford to take care of all this kind of stuff, and everybody will be equal. They'll all be rich equally, and they can lose what they want to lose, and if they get poor, they get dead. Boom. Problem solved. Move on. Lather, rinse, repeat. Now you can go to Hermes and order you something pretty.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, my friend, I
no, we had to play. We had to play just because you never heard it like that before. We can tell you that. And it is, we want it to brighten the perspective a little bit. If everybody that lost money and the thing that you're laying out here, if they could afford to lose that money, you wouldn't have a gripe or complaint about it, would you?
Well, no, it's not just the loss of money, in my view. It's a step on a specific path to a specific destination. What step it is and how close it is to the destination, I'm not sure. You allude to 3.5 years. I think it's been a long time in the making.
It has that. No, it has that. You had to build it high to knock it down. We call it the Humpty Dumpty syndrome. We did this hours earlier. The issue is not that Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. The conversation is, how did you get a wall that high that the egg could get up on?
I see.
Said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw. It's beautiful. Just be easy about it all. We don't see it as a problem. We see it's just fine, because typically when you have these nefarians running around doing all these terrible things, and we had the same issue one time with this little thing called Merrill Lynch. They don't live here anymore, do they?
No.
Well, c'est la guerre.
But that was before my awareness. So it may not even have happened.
Oh. Well, see, that's the fun part of playing with us. We're completely aware. Past, present, future. There is no time. So it makes it all for the now. It's fun now. Now it opens up the whole new paradigm. Now, if you keep going here, darling, you're going to end up in Dobbstown. If you're not careful now, just be careful. He's the best thing that ever came out of Ontario. We guarantee you that.
I've got my 15-year-old watching Quantum Theory and Theory of Time videos on science channels now. It's really quite fun.
It is indeed. Utterly and completely wrong, but great fun.
He asked me what I think. I said, I've been paying attention to it for 40 years. I don't understand
it. It's beautiful. It's fun. And be easy about it all. It's okay.
So
Bob
Peter,
is quite the evoker. You're right, Allison.
Yeah, Peter, that's your first run-through. We expect you to return next week for more, whatever you bring up.
Like I say, it's a special day. 23 years ago today, my first baby came into the world.
Okay.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Yay.
Yeah, it was a big day. It was a big day. We had fun. And eggs, Benny. Anyways, thank you so much, Ion. It was a pleasure meeting you for the first time. And
yes, we've known you forever. Go roll a fatty.
Actually, I have a cold beer and some golf, I think.
There you go.
Anyways, thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for putting up with it, Peter. But you just,
no,
you
thank
have to
you
do
very
more.
Much for having me on.
Yeah, we'll try to get Jim in here. We'll get Jim in here. Put him through
the
gauntlet.
I don't know where that dogger is. At least, hopefully he's home from Vegas. So
that's where those nice, scrupulous business people live.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to you guys soon. Love to Carolyn.
Okay,
bye
Peter. Who's next?
Well, Ion, speaking of the stock market, I heard you talked about SO last night.
Yes. We love SO.
SO goes up and down according to the seasons, and it's a lot lower in price in the summer fall than it is right now.
Oh?
Yeah, well, last time I checked, which was last week, it was quite a bit more than that last fall. So I'm wondering.
Yeah.
It's preferable.
Well, now, wait a second. Hold on. You had a split involved in that sweep. You're looking at $48.92 a share.
That wasn't a split? Are you saying that?
No, it wasn't. No, there was a split, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about it's higher now than it was last summer.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. And next summer, it would be preferable to buy it lower than it is now. And if it's
well, typically, if you're going to do that, we'd say, okay, fine, run it that way. But that's not the case, you see. It's been constantly climbing. There's a peak a little bit higher this in 2015, which kind of rubbed, but you're not buying Southern to sell. You're buying it low or as low as you can at the 5% range. 5% PE, 5% interest or dividend, and the PE ratio 16 to 18 times earnings, you can ride with that till Jesus comes and just be happy as a pig in shit. Because you don't care. You're taking your dividends and buying more stock. You don't care. You're just letting the good times roll, and you're still doing great.
Yeah, absolutely. But it looks like the way it's been going, it'll be lower in the summer, fall of 2017 than it is right now.
Plant Vogel's doing good things. So you have to watch Georgia Power.
Okay.
No, we're not telling you. Yes.
Plant Vogel is the CEO or something.
Plant Vogel.
Plant Vogel.
Is that a person?
That's a place.
Oh, okay.
It's owned by Georgia Power, which all the Southern Company stock holds all its common stock.
I knew Vogels in Europe. I thought you were saying Vogel.
They are the same people, yep. And there's some of them in Gulfport right now.
So Georgia Power has a plant named Vogel. Is that plant named after the Vogel family?
We didn't say, but they're in Mississippi.
Hey, you just said something a second ago. They're in four or something. You said another place or something was a location. What was
Gulfport,
that referring to?
Gulfport, Mississippi. But don't tell that other person about that, or this company will get it, and they're long and short, and you'll make billions of fucking dollars. Don't tell him whatever you do. Don't say nothing. This is sacred. We've got a little bubble over this so that those nefarious non-Canadians coming in here to plant the longs and the shorts and the ups and the downs and the every other preposition that can be that brings the inky, misty darkness into your house to run the things up your bum. It's what LaRouche said. LaRouche said it. LaRouche done told you all that's just coming to pass. That queen is running things up your bum and they're planting people in the USA to take over your little monies and the Canadian dollar ain't worth 9 cents, but it'll buy you 20 barrels of oil. You got to have everything in the whole wide world. When oil was $150, you'd give you left nut for a field full of oil. Now you can't get up enough of money to store the damn oil. Lady Bird Johnson was ever so right. Open those 1,000 wells. We're going to pour that light sweet crude back in the ground.
I'm wondering about those supposed oil kingdoms. Are we going to see them fall?
They have already. They're having to pump full out right now just to pay their bills.
Okay, but BP is still the name on the gas station.
So, they're still the ones that aren't going to have any profit this quarter.
Or next quarter?
Or the quarter after that. Rhymes with S. What a mess.
Okay, someone else want to ask a question or make a statement?
Well, we would. We'd like to make a statement. Well, you realize that you're fixing to obfuscate the whole entire world of coal. They're going to quit burning coal. We're going to use coal for something else. They've just now, they've discovered that there's enough natural gas to last for eternity. They started off with gas lights in the house, remember? because there was just an unlimited supply of gas. Well, now they decided that there is indeed enough gas to last forever. So natural gas becomes the way back. They'll get rid of coal just altogether. Isn't that wonderful? They'll do that for a little bit, and then other things will change. Isn't it funny that we would be so supportive of a company that's in the electricity business?
Yeah.
Well, that's literal. I'm guessing that's
just
literal.
Just saying.
Is that related to the Gulf of Mexico?
Always.
Hey, Ian, is the volcanic activity that you're mentioning, is it related to the 4-foot drop in the sea in the Pacific Ocean near
yes.
the Northwest?
Yes. We got to have some extra waters to make the glacier bigger.
Is it because the plates move, the Teutonic plates?
No. Bigger things than that. That's little stuff. Alaska's on its way to Bob's house right now. Quick. Don't laugh. It's already closer than it was just a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
Blink. Doctor Who, blink.
Wow.
Sanctuary, Ion. Why did you quote whatever that humpback movie was, Sanctuary? Who's the sanctuary here? You?
Not the movie. There's nothing about the movie. You protracted all that bullshit. That's not that. Sanctuary is nothing else. It's what you asked for. That's what we were asking for, sanctuary. Get us out of that damn mess that you had us hemmed up in, that you couldn't get any answers to and you couldn't get out of, and you were dying in the lists of, and you got the separate degrees of separation. You got who, what, when, where, how, the damn death. We were saying sanctuary. Give us sanctuary. Get us out of that, and we'll go for whom the bell tolls.
Were you quoting that movie with Charles Lawton?
No. No, the word sanctuary does not mean it's a movie.
And when you mention Rodefre,
Mambo Sepe.
What is that link?
Mambo Sepe Rodefre. Kishama Tavwatura.
Bodan. Is that a name of a person? Bodan?
It was a phrase that she said. Mambo Sepan.
Did you say that, Roxy?
Mambo Sepan Rode Fure. Pijamata Vatura.
You know that language, Roxy?
Rode and Fure are places, and Fure means also fire, and from there comes the flower. Flores.
So what's Ian telling you?
I'm not sure, but I think Agrippa knew something about the foray, the fires.
Well, direct your question to Ion.
What was Agrippa doing for Carlos Quinto, Charles the Fifth?
It's on the Gubersnatch.
You mean the chat line, Ion?
Oh, yeah, that's where they chat you up. That's where they love you up. Yeah, that's Goober Snatch. That's what it is. Yeah. That's where they get you all loved up. Are you already back from the beach,
who
Bob?
Who was this?
Yes.
Antonio Felix.
Good.
What was he doing with the river?
The clerics were trying to drive the thing in the ground. Grounding, as it were.
No, you said
we heard what you said. We heard what you said. We heard
Felix.
What you said. We said that cleric.
Oh, he was a
we
cleric.
We said the cleric. Yes, very good. How very clever and witty of you. Bob, I think she's getting the hang of this. You know, 40, 50 more years, she'll be right up to snuff.
It's ready now.
Just a minute.
Yes, it is
what,
yummy.
Did you finish your statement, Roxy?
Well, like you said, there is no time, so it's now.
Okay.
I don't have to wait 40 years.
All right. So who started to come in?
I did. This is Kim. I wanted to go back to the Fringe episode, Novation.
Well, apparently it's all on Wikipedia, so you can't listen to us. You have to go to Wikipedia and get their version of it, apparently. No. We're just playing with you. Go ahead.
Well, they had the disc that they'd put up in the, you know, top of their mouth, and they could shift into any person. But, you know, they could only hold that for a while.
Well, but because the gravitational pull, see, when you start doing it at the cellular level, it's the integral part of how the cells hold can't last. So they pull the thing out of their mouth and shove the thing in the palate. There's three holes. And what that does is it hits all the way back to the hypothalamus, that thing that was enlarging. That's what they pull of, to pull basically the moisture. They dry them out. It's like a hydration issue. And so if they take all the moisture out, or their essence, as it were. And that's how the shapeshifters then can be imbued cellularly to copy who they are plugging into. That went on the damn Wikipedia. Now you see what you've done. You've made us have to say a bunch of wordy words that's now got to be put on the Wikipedia so somebody listening to this recording will believe that the words that we said it was. They could be watching the damn actually episode themselves and still won't believe it that it's in the damn Wikipedia. You see the trouble that you all have caused? This is just reprehensible.
He's mad, Joe.
Is Melusina still living? She was a shapeshifter. Is she still alive?
Who?
Melusina.
Melusina. She's still alive, Ion.
Do.
Ion, this course of discussion that you're doing with Bob and with Roxana about lineage, the royal lineage of
Dude, we're not doing anything with Bob. Don't associate us with Bob. That's ridiculous. You get us out with him. That Lord suffering cats. That's the last thing we need to do, be hooked up in Bob's camp. Don't you put us on the facial book neither, because we ain't on no facial book with that. Don't you do it. No. And that LinkedIn, Tinked In, slipped in, they'll get things up on you now. Lyndon LaRouche done told you about that. He done told you about that. That Android meme running around trying to get dogs and cats to lay them together. No, ain't none of us. No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so what you're doing with Roxana, is that significant for Ascension?
No, it's just like Kings and Chronicles. Kings and Chronicles lay it all out too generationally. You got to go back in your genealogy. We did this Ancestry.com thing, which is great fun. We're going to let you go back all the way through, step by step by step, until you find an ancestor that was a god. Then you can stop. Because when you get to God, you stop. You see? So we're going to take you generationally, link by link by link. That's why we do the drops in generations. We could do it all at once, but that doesn't seem to be very much fun. Just step by step by step. So generationally, it becomes as so do you. Generationally, it becomes as so do you. But now you've got a paradox coming along, because now folks are starting to pop up. And they're like, oh, no, let's go on. Let's get on with this. And now all of a sudden they're starting to feel their oats, as it were, taking their paces. So now they're starting to have some power and starting to engage in some things and starting to not having things that you can go, okay. And so now it goes up a little faster. So it's all fun.
And then going back to a conversation you were having with Brian, you mentioned to him that some people go in and out, wax and wane, if you will, into becoming an ascension. Is there anything you can suggest for those people that go in and out to help them be on a steadier course of becoming?
So far, the best thing that's been easy in helping most people is actually the REMAG, just because it's allowing the body, it sort of gives it a respite so it can catch up. At the mineral-based level, it's allowing the body to basically recapture itself or reclimate itself. It redisplaces the catalyst within the cells that allow them to reabsorb the energy or the essence that is you. You see, it takes quite a toll on the meat sack body being a little man. Living is dying if you're a little man, you see. Okay. You come forth and you're building up to this position, and you hit the top of your game, and then it's a quick race to the bottom with tubes up the nose and all those kind of terrible things. We're saying it's a very big problem being a little man. It's terrible. If the practice of medicine can't even save you, it's terrible. The only thing that can save you is ascension. But you chose, it's your world, it's your deal, it's your thing. And then Dr. Steen tells you to do something. You don't even do that. Why is that her damn problem now? That's your problem. She tried to help you. She tried to tell you what to do. You didn't do what she said. So, hey, figure it out for your own self. It's all good.
Who's speaking there? And what was the topic? Is that Susanna?
It's Susanna.
And what was the topic? Yeah.
Suggestions to help people not go in and out of ascension or their ascension process.
It's like subject 9.
Subject 9?
Yeah, that's the fourth episode of the fourth season.
Of Fringe?
Yes. That's what you were asking about. No, it's not always Fringe. That's just what they've been talking about lately, Bob. We're trying to catch them up. And it says a lot of words that they can then use to embrace what we're trying to convey. So we made this for this purpose for the end, for now. It's available on the cloud now, so they can look at it all together simultaneously whenever they hear it. Because if this certainly is a recorded, not live thing, and they can reprimand and put it in the cloud so that it can be laid out just like your tablets and just like your thoughts and just like your Nostradamus bullshit and all these other rah-rah, hippity-bang, dip-top, Oscar Wilde, Elliot Ness, ridiculousness, that then comes back to say, oh, that's how it applies.
But apply it not in the negative sense of presented in Fringe. Presented not in the negative way for application, because the Fringe or the Android means presents things more negatively in a fear-based manner.
Well, not to us.
Not to you, but to the low man, it's presented as...
Well, that's what we're trying to say. Well, we're saying good. And we would shoot hell out of you if we could. But if we could scare hell out of you, that'd be okay, too. We're trying to get you to come back into your place of power. And we don't really care what it takes to do it. Do that. Get snake bit. Get your head blowed off. Get yourself crushed up, mashed up, finished up. Whatever. If you could come into your place, it's way better than what you have now. Run around here scared to death. People are feared. Fear always builds walls, never bridges. When you get yourself scared, that's when you make choices that aren't good choices. It gets you sideways quickly. Fear-based decisions are never, we say, never good ones.
Right.
We put it on the boober snatch, by the way.
A couple of nights ago, I had a really restless night and kept waking up, and I kept hearing Open El Hobab. So could you tell me what that was about?
Yeah, I was connecting to Bob. That's what happens when you connect to Bob. Bob hears that all the time. Countless women say that about Bob all the time. It's the way it goes. You know, when you're Bob, it's great to be Bob.
What do they say about me, Susanna?
Open El Hobab, Open El Hobab, oh, Open El Hobab, Open El Hobab, oh.
Yeah, I had a restless night. I kept hearing Open El Hobab.
And there you go, there you go. Welcome to Bob's world.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Ion.
What was that about the cloud? Malcolm. Did Ion do more on Ion's cloud there in that last section, Susanna?
Not about the cloud, about Fringe, and that it's not negative, but if you could shoot hell into little people to get them to ascend and come to their power, they would.
Yeah, but I heard him say the cloud. That was just part of the sentence. The cloud was part of the sentence or something. The predicate, heading for the cloud.
It's why they have the cloud for the recordings, for the archives, for people to listen
right.
to and hear and see the Fringe episodes.
Okay, next question, statement.
Is there anything I should look from the books from Agrippa? Because of this dream I was having, he was showing me a book.
Yes.
What was he showing me specifically that maybe I should look? I think it has to do with the fire, but I'm not sure.
Okay, let's try this again. Acts 26, 1 through 29.
What will be there, the connection with St. Andrew?
Agrippa to Paul. Paul, the one that your damn church supposedly is built on.
You mean Peter? Isn't it built
no,
on Peter?
No, Paul. Paul.
Is Agrippa connected to St. Andrew?
No.
Okay.
She asked about Agrippa, not St. Andrew.
No, she asked about the connection of Andrew to Agrippa. That's what she just said.
And that Andrew has to do with the church, which is not Andrew, it's Paul. This is the first time or the first place that Agrippa gives permission to Paul to speak for yourself. So Paul stretched out his hand and answered to himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because today I shall answer for myself before you concerning all things of which I am accused by the Jews, especially because you're an expert in all customs and questions which have to do with the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was spent from the beginning among my nation of Jerusalem, all the Jews known, they knew me from the first. If I were willing to testify according to the strictest sect of our religion, I have lived a Pharisee. Now I stand, I am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. To this promise our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God night and day, hope to attain. For this hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused by the Jews. Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead? Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. This I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. I will punish them often in every synagogue and compel them to blaspheme. And accordingly, rich in being exceedingly enraged against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities. While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest at midday, O king, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And then when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand to your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and witness to the both of the things of which you have seen and the things which you have not, which I have not yet revealed to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as the Gentiles to whom I will now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of the sins and shall inherit among those who are sanctified by faith with me.
Was that a speech by St. Andrew Ion?
No, that was a speech by Paul.
Hmm. Okay.
And it gets all the way down to Festus, which she also knows about.
Okay. You got anything to say, Roxy?
Well, I was in Turkey in a road. They told me that in that road was Paulus, the Apostle Paulus walked there. Is that place relevant somehow?
To what?
I don't remember the...
What's it got to do? Is that where Paul made his speech? Did Paul make his speech in Rome?
Yeah, he will travel around what we now call Turkey and
Asia Minor,
Izmir.
Yes, and
Love Job's hometown.
Right?
Yeah, Love Job.
Hand job, whack job.
Yeah, blow job. Don't forget blow job. Blow job was in there too.
Yeah. So. You're saying Paul's speech reminds you of your trip in Rhodes, which you're saying Paul walked through.
No, I was in a place in Izmir, I think it's Izmir, that there is an old Roman road And they told me
there is. Yes.
You were there.
Yes.
The top.
Yes. So.
Because you were there, you're wondering if there's any significance
yes.
to Paul's speech. I don't think so. Don't be polite. What? Yell.
Okay. Generation 122, the drops. Is that significant
yeah.
because carbon is 122?
No. It's the 122 is significant, but not for that reason.
The 122 number is significant, or the 122nd generation is significant?
The generation, but not 122. It's not why. It is significant, but it's not why.
And what is significant? That it is 122?
No, it's closer to the finish line, as you say it.
Bruce Fowler on drums.
Good night. Thank you.
Dances on tables with spurs.
Captain Beefheart on madness.
Wavy gravy for everybody.
Did Agrippa have some knowledge from the Templars in his diagram?
No, from us.
Diagram. Oh.
From what?
From them.
Ah, non-physical. Agrippa. And you put that, he was a part of a secret society, put that in the Wikipedia.
So he was trying to activate the angel diagram.
He wasn't trying to. We'd say he did, but we might be extreme.
Thank you, Ayan. Thank you, Bob.
You're most welcome.
Fine
he had some type of ISIL, did he found?
No, the ISIL ain't around. I don't think he had access to the ISL. I don't know if Ian's still here.
How did he activate the angel diagram?
Did Agrippa get to slurp some ISL, Ian?
No.
That's it. That's a final, definite conclusion. We now know something.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, we all going to heebie-jeebies for drinks.
Yes, watch me do push-ups over the dollar bill. Watch me sit
thank
on the mantelpiece.
Thank you so much.
I'm going on the mantelpiece. Thank Ian
for Antonio
great
Felix.
Output, like 6 hours or something today.
Yeah, thanks for coming back, Ian.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you.
It was thanks great.
We never really left.
Yeah, we don't.
Thanks for coming back to talk to us on the phone.
Bob, how do you think that went with Peter?
Oh, I don't know. People stay in their little worlds. He's stuck in his world. If he's smart, he'll come back. Something will happen to me. I'll have a nightmare tonight or something, or some blue dream. And then he'll say, Dobbstown.
Ooh. That sounds like fun.
Well, it worked for us. It certainly worked
so
for
far,
us.
So far.
That's right.
The dreams is dreams.
Well,
what Peter did was evoke some interesting information from Ion about Wall Street and those factors. That was what was good. Anonymous just popped in. Anonymous.
Is that Sheila?
I don't know.
Is it Sheila?
It says anonymous. I don't know. Speech.
Sheila, are you anonymous?
Okay, they're not saying anything. I guess it's Randy Moggins spying.
Well, by all means, if you can't go in person forever, send a spy.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Good night.
Monday.
Hello, Dr. Dean.
Hello, there's Sheila.
There's Sheila.
Hello. Too late, Sheila. Who
hey,
told
Sheila? Time.
Is that Sheila?
Sheila.
Get you some Church of God gold, honey. They've asked all your questions. You can't seem to make it no more, so they ask them in your stead. Get you some gold in that damn pitcher. Where it's always so drab and laid down and not be counting for nothing. Pick it up a little bit. Dead people aren't going to be looking at this picture. We're trying to get some ascended people to look at it. Pick that thing up. Brighten it up a little bit. Get you some walnut oil. You'll be all right.
You'll be all right.
You'll be all right.
People left and I am stayed. This will go on for another 5 hours.
Hell no, we going to heebie-jeebies. Don't worry about us.
Heebie-jeebies. Go see Hillary. See Hilly. Hilly Crystal. He ran the place. Dean Latimer and Blind Orange Julius and Patty Smith and Susie Rotolo. All my old buddies there. They all got to write
and
the
Rupert,
biographies.
And Rupert Humphreys.
Yes. He did the song about Margaritaville, right?
Ew.
Remember that? Margaritaville?
I do.
Lenny Botox or something? I think Greg and Jimmy.
Lenny Botox. No, Bob, Botox is what they're shooting on to take care of your wrinkles. That's the botulism they're injecting you on.
Sorry. Yeah.
Wasn't that Jimmy Buffett?
Yes, Jimmy Buffett. That's who I was thinking of.
Yep.
Real close to Rupert, isn't it?
Yeah, like nobody.
Don't they have that in Lahaina? In Lahaina, Bob?
Oh, yeah, we like Lahaina. Lahaina's fun.
Is that Allison? Did Allison come back? Who's that?
Yeah,
Allison
I'm still here.
Who's in it?
No, I'm still here.
Allison's still here? Didn't
yeah.
say nothing. Jesus. Here's Deb West rushing back in. Yeah, Debbie, you think you got something to say?
Come on, honey, come in there. She answered the door, she's done. She answered the door, now she's back. That's how I got over the
time. Come on, honey, up in here, Ion says.
I called Sheila, that's why I was wondering if she was, or I emailed her. So I thought she was going to call in.
Did she answer?
Yeah, I think she was trying.
She's
I
on the line. She's on the line.
She's controlled by Charlie. She can't do nothing since she got married.
That's okay. It's okay. She don't have, as long as she don't have her clothes on, it's right.
I don't hear Sheila here. I don't hear.
Ginny and Greg are at a hockey game. Ginny texted me.
Is that
me.
Right?
Yeah.
I am
okay,
right. Sheila's here. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
She's not
of
here.
Course.
Sheila's not here. Sheila's not here.
Who said bye?
I look at all the numbers. If she's here, she's not saying anything, but I don't see...
Well, that's... And how's that different then? So, okay. You already said that Charlie had her chained up down in the fun room.
Yeah.
Do you need to refresh again? Refresh the board.
No, but then you'll have to have Bill come in and explain why it got unrefreshed. So there you go. That'll end into your suit.
A new person just came in from Montreal. Who's this? Daniel, 514. Speak. Speak, Daniel.
Hello.
Hey, Daniel. What are you looking for?
Join the party.
You're looking for something?
No. This is a recording. This is not live. It's a recording. Welcome to the recording. This will be fun when you hear it again because it will be recorded then, too. So it's all good.
Leave your message.
Now, you can get loved up here on live on recording, too. It's all good.
So, Daniel, we've never seen your name. Why are you here, Daniel? Are you, oh boy? Did you go, oh boy?
I don't know. I just decided to come and look and see.
Yeah?
No, I just came to look.
And what do you see?
And I was surprised you guys were still on.
Still on? If you haven't been, how would you know that we would be? That's fine.
You know about us, Daniel.
Just took a chance.
Yeah, but how'd you know?
Yes.
You know, okay, yeah.
Everybody just cruises the internet. They hit a cheap radio and they go, I don't know. I think I'll go see what's over there. And then better than that, you choose Studio A. You choose not Radio Free Ion. That's a different thing. You hit Studio A and it's like, Well, let's just see what this is about. And see, Bob, you said nobody knew was listening to it. You said nobody was getting it. You said you was just a waste of time. You said you didn't know why you was doing any of this. It wasn't affecting anybody. And then 9 people on the planet got 4 minutes worth of help and then got undone, and 3 of them went and blew their damn brains out. And they ain't down to 2, and they're fighting amongst each other trying to figure out who's in charge and who's going to take over the moniker once Agrippa gets his little kiki wet, and then we don't know how everything's going to happen. And they all going to have to go to Schaumburg and drink liquor, coin liquor, right there in the middle of the every fireplace. They're going to check every fireplace through the keyhole, see if Bob's sitting there with his little bobblehead, bobbing the head over there, looking around all the misty landscape of the android mean. It's always on them and in and out of them. And see there, Bob, and here's a brand new fresh somebody didn't know from Adam fell into a Chi radio one time right here, right now. So mark it, same bat time, same bat station. You take it from here, Bob.
Yeah, we'll make sure that Rocky's not allowed in the door. Everybody just stands there, keeps Rocky inside.
Yeah, but she can make them videos. She can make them videos that y'all watch forever. She likes them videos.
Oh, yeah, the videos.
Once I had a dream, I think I was outside the Chambord.
In the woods. Hiding in the woods.
The king, Luis.
You people. You guys have so many dreams. I enchanted me. I shut down my
dreams. They're not dreams.
Years ago.
They're not dreams.
They're not dreams.
They are dreams.
So why did I meet them there in the woods? It was very impressive. Their clothes, their horses, their wigs.
Well, that's what you have, how you roll.
You attracted that. You attracted
Captain Beefheart. Yeah, Bob, it's Captain Beefheart. Safe as milk.
Bashar, the Evergreens, the Abrahams, they never said Captain Beefheart, Allison. See? There's
Safe as Milk. Safe as Milk.
Yeah, say, he's quoting Beefheart's first album, Safe as Milk.
Mm-hmm.
Ian knows everything. Everything that's hip.
With the construct of the android meme.
No. Was I looking for the castle then?
Yes, and the wavy gravy.
The wavy gravy is a major figure in the counterculture from the 60s.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, that's
it's
my word.
Post-trimordial Waterloo. They're trying to figure it out, Bob. This is so much fun.
I'm writing it down.
Oh, Lord, there's that bias again. Writing it down.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What about wavy
Let's
gravy?
Go.
Why are you using wavy gravy as the example?
Because it's the one that applies.
Okay.
We get another new name. Charles, I wonder if this is maybe Sheila. Yeah, Sheila finally made it. Disguised as a Charles name. Is that you, Sheila? Yeah, that's your number. 218.
This is a what name?
Now he has to admit that she was here all along. She has to admit now that it's the case. It's so real.
No, the
it's
name
so real.
She's coming in with is a different name.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're
My
late, Sheila.
Goodness. Well, I know.
We're right on time. Yeah, we know.
Oh.
It normally starts on Saturdays. Normally.
That's right. Here it is, Monday.
Well, I was thinking we were just because we were learning all about silver, and there were all these pre-Civil War things, and it was very interesting.
What was it?
So, we were at a tea.
What did you... Oh.
There was a presentation about silver.
Hmm.
And the health benefits.
Post-coital?
Yes, colloidal.
No, post-coital. We don't mean colloidal.
Colloidal.
Not colloidal.
It's been a long time.
Coitus.
You don't know much about coitus anymore.
I didn't know about that in relation to silver.
Oh, well, there you go.
Coitus,
what's the scene?
See, Sheila, you're all mixed up. You're talking about coitus or colloidal, Sue?
Well, no, I wasn't talking about coitus. That was what Ian said. I was talking about silver.
Yeah, coitus. We were talking about fucking is what we were talking about.
Welcome,
Ion. The Ion, you're the wavy gravy. You're meaning wavy because that's riff writing, right? Isn't that the term you use for riff writing?
We're all bozos on the bus, so might as well sit back and enjoy the ride.
That's Fire Sign Theater. He just quoted Fire Sign Theater.
You aren't what you eat. You are what you don't poop.
So Ian's quoting the other 60s comedian, Fire Sign Theater.
Wavy Gravy.
Yep. Bob Fass.
The whole earth is in jail, and we're plotting this incredible jailbreak.
I think he's quoting Wavy Gravy there.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for
$400,000. Oh, that makes...
Wavy Gravy was in charge of security for Woodstock. And so he got a better image than the Hells Angels, who were in charge of security at Altamont, 5 months later. That's the difference. Wavy Gravy versus Sonny Barger.
Who we found out were Nephilim, right? The Hells Angels?
No. Keep your sense of humor, my friend. If you don't have a sense of humor, it just isn't funny anymore.
He's quoting the wisdom of Wavy Gravy, who they're making a documentary of right now. They make a documentary of all these guys.
Dun, dun, dun.
He used to walk around with a fish.
Yeah.
Just in his hand. Yeah, a floppy fish.
Yeah, whereas Beefheart put the fish over his face. Trout mask replica. That was smarter.
Right. Nobody for president.
That's what Wavy Gravy did at the Chicago riots. That's what he ran. They ran
that's
a case.
Right. That's right.
And they called nobody.
Vote for nobody because nobody tells the truth.
So nobody's even relevant to the job, Sheila.
No, but I'm looking at what Wavy Gravy said. Vote for nobody. Nobody tells the truth.
Okay. Well, you're quoting Wikipedia. I'm not going to argue there.
Oh, well, you can't argue
if
it's in the Wikipedia, it's right on. It's from
not...
God's ear to God's ear from Wikipedia. You better believe it. And we can resemble that.
No, it's Pinterest. It's all knowledge. It's not Wikipedia.
Oh, Pinterest. I've never been to Pinterest.
Yeah.
Well, how engaging. We must know more.
Hey, Ion, what would you say as a good comeback for the question of what do you think about Donald Trump?
We think President Trump is going to do fine.
He is going to be president, huh?
We didn't say.
We heard it here.
Building a lovely Trump Tower in Washington, D.C., I'm sure he could occupy.
He's
going to
tear down. He's going to tear down. No, he's going to tear down the White House and put in Trump Towers.
That'd be beautiful.
He's going to say, Mr. Obama, tear down that wall. Just like Reagan did.
Well,
and then all the next presidents will have to rent the space from him to be a president.
Yeah, he opened all for it.
Well, that was so funny. Everybody, all the antagonists said that they had Donald Trump in the race to assure that Hillary Rodham Clinton would be sitting president of the United States of America. Now they've changed it all around. Now they think that they put Bernie Sanders in the race to beat Hillary to assure Trump's going to be president. Isn't that just turned upside down? And you have this little Canadian man bragging and boasting of how he's uncovered something nefarious going on in the United States.
That's Peter.
How funny. Looking at what you're looking at, the Android meme that's putting the stuff out on the grid right now, and you would actually notice that somebody was doing something wrong is the most hysterical thing you could ever want to imagine. So
is it like a
wheel? It'd be funny. It'd be funny if it wasn't so sad.
You got a lot of painting to do this week, Sue. Sheila gets a lot of show that happened. A lot
really?
Of tea day happened today.
Oh.
That was awesome.
That's I think this is the longest Ion's been on since.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Bobfest.
Cash flow day.
Bobfest.
Bobfest.
Yeah. Bobfest for a fucking week.
I told Sheila it was like the old days when we'd have these 10-hour phone calls, and Dave came and looked at me on the phone still, and he's like, what? Really? Again?
Here we go again. It's David's worst nightmare.
No, he likes this. He's okay with it. He's probably
fine.
Yeah,
he's a male. All males are nervous. Why? I mean, why is, you know, I'm the woman, and all we got is girls, a gaggle of girls there, and the only guys show up are fucking nuts, so it's all about women, you know? That's the thing
about
women. The cynics out there say that Iron Dome is just a bunch of middle-aged women having an identity crisis. Bob seems to appeal to them. That's the standard line now.
Maybe
that
we
was
don't
the
need sperm if we can fertilize our own egg, Bob.
Yeah.
I prefer them scrambled. Fertilized.
That sounds a little nihilistic, Sheila. A little bit of nihilism there.
So that's rescuing from you.
Yes. I funded every terrorist in the last 5,000 years.
That's
actually, Sheila,
talent.
You're
going to...
Yeah, I was just going to tell Sheila that she was going to get to hear Brian talk about, what was it, Gene?
Lampstand
wanted to bring sperm?
The damn lampstand's bringing sperm to the ovums.
We were talking about eggs, and Brian said, well, what about me? Come on, Gene, what about my sperm?
It was some lewd remark regarding protein.
Well, I'd like a recap. Ian, can you give me the headlines in 60 seconds?
Okay, it goes all back to, it's all about Novation. It's all about Fringe. Watch the entire thing of Fringe. That catches up, but stop at Novation. Watch that a couple of times. It's all about slipping between worlds, how it applies, how you find yourself into God and what's not God, how you can walk in Manolo Blahniks without falling down. If you ever find some peak dope, sling back, doing it like a dog pump, you'll know all the rage. Hog Couture is all the rage. What's up? What's down? What's over? Don't wear gray. Heather Gray is in. Black is out. White's always good, except for winter white. Slips showing again. Foundational garments are over the top. Bustiers are all the rage. You'll see it all tomorrow.
Thank you.
Lapis Lazuli is the new black.
Basically, Lapis Lazuli is the new black. That's right. Very good. Very good.
The new black.
Oh, and it's all a pretty big hologram or holographic experience, apparently.
And guess what, Sheila? You polished the lapis with walnut oil. It's all coming back around.
Nice.
Hey,
How about that, honey? How about that?
I like it.
So the lapis lazuli is a foundation stone. Lazuli. Is it a foundation stones in the mentioned in the Bible
the walls of jasper yes,
because wherever sapphire is in the Old Testament, it really means the lapis lazuli, correct?
It's corundum, which is the same thing.
And do
but
all the
corundum is the emerald tablets is the green stone also.
It's corundum as well, yes.
So
it has Fe iron in it.
And do all the stones in the foundations,
no.
The 12 foundations, they don't have a special way of being or doing something?
No.
Does corundum come in other colors besides blue and green?
It does.
And what are the names of some of those other colors? Of corundum.
Well, topaz, imperial, which is the blue, all the way up to an aquamarine, which is a little bit different, but it's that same shade. Tanzanite, a royal purple of the Tanzanite. Jadeite, rubellite, rubies, rubellite, garnet, garnet centurion, and obsidian.
And obsidian.
Are you guys impressed?
The name,
are you impressed
the name
with
three.
New improved retrieved ion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 6 to 4 months.
We can go back to YouTube if you'd rather, Bob. We did great there for a year or so, didn't we?
No. The ion's 4 month vacation did him a fine revitalization.
Absolutely.
So please, everybody leave.
Because in 3 hours, Bob's going to have 24 in, and he hasn't even had his popcorn good yet.
Yeah.
Can't you just
go
make another shake?
Fuck this, I'll mute you all. This is what I'll do. I'll mute you
all. Okay, okay, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Then we can just get our own sales off. That'd be great fun.
Yeah. Oh, bless everybody's team. Look at that. See, they got muted.
I'm here.
Right up to Allison. Allison was, oh, there's still Renee. And Sherry is the last one. Everybody's muted, Ion. Now, please leave the building, Ion. I mean, don't take it personally. Oh, I muted Ion. Just a second. Let's go back. Oh, yeah. See, Roxy's the only one not muted because she's an inside job. She's inside my phone.
Oh, it runs.
Okay.
And they have your choice over and over again, and that's all you needed to know. That was the whole formula. Okay, good night.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ian. And
they're
all saying good night. Roxy gets the last word. Roxy goes, thanks. Thanks, Ayat. The last voice.
Thank you, Super Sugar Love.
Yes, that's Super Sugar Love. That's right. That's right. That's right. Come on, we'll get you some Agrippa up there, honey. Don't you worry.
Yes.
A dollop of Agrippa. So I hope Mateo...
He has wonderful books.
Yes. Well, here's Mateo. Let's see. Mateo, did you get it all taped? Mateo? I just unmuted you. Oh, Mateo didn't make it. He's there, but he can't speak. Let's assume that he did it. Send it to Bill. No, to Ed. Okay, that's it. Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank you, Ion.
We arrived to Hout Castle and Environ.
And Environ, yes. In Spanish accent. Environ.
Riverun.
Is that how you Riverun. Would say that in Spanish? Environ? That's nice.
No, it's more like French. Environ.
Environ. Yeah. Hout Castle and Environ. Okay, well, very good people. You're all muted. You can go home now. You spend the week listening to all 22 hours. 22 hours of Ion.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. Talk to you later. Can you hang up?
Bye.
I don't know if you can hang up. Do I
have to disconnect? I'll hang up.
All right.
Thank
Goodbye.
You.
Everybody's going. They're disconnecting. One by one. 12. 11, 10, 10, 9.
They're waiting to see if we come back here or not, Bob.
I know. Nine are holding up. Yeah. 10 more.
Sorry, we should get... Wish you could have had a better show, Bob. Wish you could have been a little better, but you just got to do the best you can. Sometimes you get lemons, you got to make lemonade, you know?
Well, you did fine. I think they'll want you back.
No.
It's
a white-knuckle flight for us. It's a white-knuckle flight for us, too, and three of them are dead, and the other two are fighting with each other. So what you going to do?
Yeah, you got 970. I don't know who that is. Out in Cortez, Colorado, is hanging on. Two anonymous is one unavailable, and Allison.
There you go. A world of unavailable. That's what you got us back here for, to recreate an entire civilization of unavailable and non-committed and unavailable. There you go, Bob. There you go. There you go. There you go.
They're hanging on.
Hand signals for the blind.
They just won't give up. They're professionals. They know to hang out. They know that what appears to be not necessarily what's going to happen. All right, Ian, I'm muting you. You can't. You're useless. There's no point for them staying if I mute you. You may be already gone.